Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. This is not a sales call. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell anything. Would that be okay for you?
Thanks, Steve, for the questions.
We just are conducting a survey. We want to ask you a few basic questions. That's what
okay.
We're trying to do.
If it gets too late, I'll tell him close up.
Would that be okay for you?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? In English?
I'm an American, English.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State?
Oh, I'll vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Florida State legislator on Tuesday, November the 5th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. And I'm
well,
not
I'm going. I vote. I've always voted. I'm an American.
Also.
And I'm born American. And I always vote. And I'm going to vote. Well, I don't know if I'll vote straight Democratic, but most times. That's the way I vote. But I'll vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, so this is like I am definitely going to vote or more likely to vote?
Oh, I'll definitely vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you.
I always vote.
Oh. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I'm a Democrat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Asian?
I'm an American, born American. And what other questions?
Oh, so that'd be white, African American, Asian American?
I'm a white American person.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And what is your age?
I was born December the 14th, 1919.
1919. So you're over 60?
Oh, yes. I'm close to 100 years old. I was born December the 14th, 1919. You figure it out.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right directions or are they off in the wrong track?
What was the question?
Generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off to the wrong track?
I'm not in authority on that.
Oh, okay. So you think you're saying in the wrong track?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, so in the right direction?
Well, we have to wait and see.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. No worries. From the following list, which issue should be should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? So they have affordable housing, inflation on the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, property insurance costs, corruption in the city of government, crime,
well,
and...
I think all those things need attention.
Oh. But the one you think that the most, the main one that you think you need to focus on first?
Well, let's hope that the other people, other voters will feel the same.
Oh, okay. So, okay, thank you. So you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So the first person they have is Joe Carolla. You have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Well, you never heard of this person.
Well, I'm not familiar with the person.
Okay. Thank you. Christine King?
Well, I think that's enough questions for me. And I always vote. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. You don't want to continue with the survey for the moment?